This is Economy Watch, what you need to know about New Zealand's economic life today. Brought to you by interest.co.nz.
Kia ora and welcome to Monday's Economy Watch, where we follow the economic events and trends that affect New Zealand. I'm David Chaston and this is the international edition from interest.co.nz. And today we leave with news politics as to the fore to start the week. First in Germany at their elections to replace Angela Merkel. Seven parties have reached the 5% threshold, with the largest garnering only 25% of the vote. The Greens got 14% and the far right, AfD, got 11%. The far left party scraped in with 5%. The kingmakers will be the centrist FDP, the usual party in this position. But the Greens may make negotiating tough to achieve a government with stability. Merkel's party, the CDU, looks like it will be the largest party of the opposition now. German politics are key in Europe, with their economy the largest in the EU, 20% larger than France and almost 30% larger than the faltering UK. Meanwhile, global investors who own Evergrande's US dollar bonds did not receive their $83 million coupon payment by the deadline last week. There is a 30-day grace period before the default event is triggered, however. At stake are bonds with a face value of only $2 billion, but it is an event sending reverberations through the $400 billion Asian debt markets. Evergrande paper is now trading at just 28 cents in the dollar. And China is arresting the senior management of another failed conglomerate, HNA. But freed is the daughter of the Huawei boss, who was held on money laundering charges in Canada. And also freed were two retaliatory Canadian hostages China took as bargaining chips. In Japan, consumer prices slipped 0.4% in August 2021 from a year ago, after a 0.3% drop a month earlier. It was the 11th straight month of decrease in consumer prices there amid weakening consumption due to the ongoing pandemic. And the latest Japanese factory PMI for September shows the sector expanding at a modest level still. New orders slipped, but managers are obviously confident about the future because hiring remains strong there. Price pressure wasn't noted in this survey. In Taiwan, their export order data grew less than forecast in August on an unexpectedly weaker demand for new smartphones. But they were 17% higher than a year ago and 34% higher than for August 2019. More importantly, perhaps, the ratio of their firm's exports that are produced offshore is falling. And Singapore's industrial production rose 11% in August, better than expected, and 29% above the pre-pandemic levels 2 years ago. But despite an 84% full vaccination rate, Singapore is seeing a renewed surge in COVID cases, stressing their hospitals, and they are instituting new social restrictions, including work from home. In the US, there are now reports that the White House is about to order its federal agencies to prepare for a shutdown as its debt limit is now exceeded. And the Fed could be used to keep the bond market from getting too raucous, but it is a bitter solution for Fed officials. However, the Americans have been here before, and partisan politics and cheap point scoring seems to trump good policy making at present. The IMF has been reviewing Australia's economic situation and released its staff report late last week. It noted that Australia needs to address the rising financial stability risks posed by rocketing house prices, which are expected to increase by up to 20% this year. The IMF also warned Australia that there would be a reckoning for so-called zombie companies once pandemic supports are withdrawn, which could result in a spike in corporate insolvencies, particularly in SMEs. The US Treasury 10-year yield opens today at just over 1.5% and down 2 basis points from this time on Saturday. And the price of gold will start today marginally firm, up $3 at $1,750 an ounce, and almost exactly where it was a week ago. And oil prices have moved higher to just under $74 a barrel in the US, while the international Brent price is even higher at just on $77 a barrel. And the Kiwi dollar opens today at just on 70.1 US cents. Against the Australian dollar, we're just on 96.6 Australian cents, and against the euro, 59.8 euro cents. That means our trade weighted index starts the week at 73.6 and below the top of the 72 to 74 range of the past 11 months, and little changed in a week. And the Bitcoin price has risen today and is up to $43,213 and a 2.6% gain from this time on Saturday. Volatility in the past 24 hours has been high at just over plus or minus 3.6%. You can find links to the articles mentioned today in our show notes. Get more news affecting the economy in New Zealand from interest.co.nz. Kia ora, I'm David Chaston, and we'll do this again tomorrow.